In honor of Valentine's Day, the WYPR News Department is skipping the usual politics and mayhem to introduce you to William and Bessie Hudnall. They've been married for 79 years. They've lived in Baltimore and New York, but have spent most of their lives near the Chesapeake Bay in Northumberland County, Virginia. William is 102. Bessie will turn 98 next month. Pamela D'Angelo of Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, went to visit them at their home in Kilmarnock and let them tell their story. It starts with a Valentine's Day card.
I was up in New Jersey, and I sent a sister a card. And she came in here and said, "I'm jealous." "Of what?" I said. "Of you. You sent a sister a card and you sent me one. But if I'd known you better, I probably would send you one too." And that's what started it all. And I've been in trouble with it ever since.
We were both born in Northumberland. We grew up in Northumberland. We got married, lived in Baltimore for a while, then we moved to New York. I was working at Baltimore in World War II, and I was helping to assemble the left wing of an airplane. And there was a girl from West Virginia and I. We could work side by side, but we couldn't go to the same bathroom. I'll never forget that. From Baltimore, we moved to New York. We saw this grocery store that was for sale, and we ventured out and bought it and opened our business. And we had the people all nicknames. We called them Scrawny. Schaefer, one like Schaefer Bear. And had a lady, she'd come in, "You send me," you remember the song? We had so much fun. And a lot of the people came from the deep south. They were settled right there in that little spot in Brooklyn. And I'll never forget once this fellow was from Alabama. And it started to snow. And he had never seen snow before. And he was really shook up. But the crimes was beginning to build up in the cities. And we just thought it was time to go. And we had money enough to come and build us a house, and we built a house in Ophelia.
I had my own boat. I used to do crabbing and fishing and all.
He was hired by the Virginia Marine Resources Commission as a law enforcement.
I was the first black that they hired. Then I got captain. And then later on they decided that they're going to make me the alternate captain of two boats. And then Governor Bilal said, "Mr. Hudnall, you did such a good job, I'm going to put you as an associate commissioner in Newport News for 8 years.
He was asked to run for the Board of Supervisors, and he did, and he won.
I served 4 years as chairman of supervisors. I was in Richmond for a while, and I told a chaplain up there, I said, "I got to go down home. I'm being honored." I said, "They're going to put my portrait in his boardroom in Heathfield, Virginia." And he said, "Do you know where they used to hang your people?" I said, "There was trees down in the courtroom."
I've had a great life. He's had a good life. And don't want to ask for anything more.
I just received a report that I got a counsel and I got a very short time to live. But the only thing I'm just concerned, I hate to leave her. But it's been a lovely time, though. But 79 years is a long time. 79 years a long time. But the journey's been all right. The journey's been all right.
Darling, yeah. You sent me. I know you sent me. Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.